Dylan and Blod Talk About Di, written by Peter Huntley.
Did you hear about Di?
No.
Oh.
Why?
He's getting married.
Oh. So, who's Di marrying then?
Britney Spears.
Really?
No.
Oh.
It's Christina Aguilera.
Oh, there's lovely. How did they meet?
Well, Di was in the pub.
Ah, nice to see him out and about after the incident.
Which incident?
The one involving the Minister for Rural Affairs. 3½ wellies, the dead badger of Carmarthen and a small chocolate egg.
Oh. Would this be the first or the second incident of that nature?
You don't mean it happened again?
Oh, yes. In fact, it's a pretty common occurrence when Di's around. Last year was pretty bad, if I remember. Di was having to exhume a cabinet minister every other month or so.
Pleasure or profit?
Both, I suppose.
Well, at least he doesn't let it go to his head. So, what was he doing in the pub?
Well, it was an open mic night.
Oh, was Di on the mic then?
Oh, yes. He was performing the White Cliffs of Dover.
That's a bit English.
On the didgeridoo.
Oh, the didgeridoo, was it?
Yes, the didgeridoo.
Oh.
Anyway, just when Di was getting to the really interesting bit...
You mean the end?
That's it. Just as Di was coming to the end, who walks into the pub?
I don't know. Who?
That's what I'm about to tell you.
Then why did you ask me if you're about to tell me?
Well, it was a rhetorical question.
Oh, rhetorical, was it?
Yes, rhetorical.
Oh. So who walked into the pub then?
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh?
Exactly.
So what did Di do then?
Well, he tooted him with his didgeridoo.
I didn't know you could toot with a didgeridoo.
Oh, you can do lots of things with a didgeridoo. Some of them might not be legal, but you can do them nonetheless.
So what happened?
Well, Bruce Springsteen complimented Di on his playing of the didgeridoo and said that there happened to be an opening for a didgeridoo player in the E Street Band.
Well, that was a stroke of luck.
Indeed it was, Dylan. Indeed it was. Di didn't even hesitate. He smacked his didgeridoo hard and asked Bruce Springsteen if he could play in his band.
And did Bruce Springsteen say yes?
No.
Oh.
But he did recommend some other bands looking for a didgeridoo player.
Oh?
Yes. Apparently there's a national shortage of didgeridoo players.
Oh! How did that come about then?
Well, apparently there was a bit of a disaster at the annual convention of British didgeridoo players. They were doing a rendition of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Scaramouche.
Scaramouche.
Will you do the fandango?
No.
Oh.
500 didgeridoos all in unison.
What happened?
They got to the high note, and there was a flash of light, and they all disappeared.
Is that usual?
It's not unusual.
To be loved by anyone?
No, for didgeridoo players to vanish in blinding flashes of light.
Oh, so what happened?
Well, it may be that there's a particular frequency in the didgeridoo octave that happens to transmit particularly well in space. So when 500 didgeridoos simultaneously hit the same note... It may well have transmitted to some alien mothership floating high above the stratosphere that mistook it as a signal for beam me up and abducted the entire didgeridoo orchestra and whipped them all off for a quick tour of Alpha Centauri.
Is that so?
Well, it's what Bruce Springsteen says.
Oh. So which band did Di end up working for?
Iron Maiden.
That must have been nice for him.
Oh, yes. Lovely bunch of people. Of course, it didn't work out.
Why not?
Di'd got death threats.
Who from?
Rolf Harris.
Oh.
Apparently, Rolf is one of the few other surviving didgeridoo players.
Why is that, then?
Well, Rolf was chucked out of the didgeridoo orchestra for not telling him he was Australian, amongst his other...
crimes?
And punishments.
Don't didgeridoos come from Australia?
Don't tell the didgeridoo orchestra that! They think the didgeridoos were invented in Scunthorpe by Barnes Wallace and that the Australians stole the idea. They read it on the internet.
So what happened to Di then?
Well, when Di got the death threats, he had to hide from Rolf, so he ran for the hills.
Did he run for his life?
Yes, he ran for his life, which is a bit difficult when you're carrying a didgeridoo.
Why didn't he just leave his didgeridoo and run to the hills without it?
Don't be stupid, Dylan. It's the code of the didgeridoo players that no didgeridoo players shall ever be without their didgeridoo. It's a matter of pride.
Would he have been dishonoured?
The code of the didgeridoo players is that a man should always be ready to play upon his instrument wherever he may be.
Oh.
If Di had broken the code, he would have been de-didgeridooed and forbidden to play upon his instrument ever again.
Di does love his instrument.
He does. I often have trouble getting him to stop blowing it.
Did he play it in the hills?
Oh, yes. And that's when he was found by Christina Aguilera. She was attracted by the noise.
What was Christina Aguilera doing in the hills?
Well, she was being a hermit.
That's interesting.
Yes. She'd given up singing and dancing and money and fame and drink and sex and TV and food and decided to go and live in a cave in the Brecon Beacons with a rock for company.
Was it a big rock or a little rock?
A little rock, I think.
Not that much company then.
More than she got from Paris Hilton, apparently.
So, Christina Aguilera found Di blowing his didgeridoo in the middle of Wales and spontaneously chose to marry him?
Yes.
Oh. But Di's already married to you?
Yes.
So what are you doing about it?
Well, naturally, I had to invoke the ancient Welsh custom of wife dueling.
Oh. Is that why you're holding that double-barreled shotgun, Blood?
Yes, Dylan.
Oh. And is that why you wanted me to dress up in a dress and high heels?
Yes, Dylan. You are the official female referee for this duel.
Oh. And is that why Christina Aguilera's bound and gagged on that chair over there?
Yes, Dylan.
Doesn't seem very fair.
Nothing against it in the rules.
What rules?
The ones I wrote last week.
Oh. So what do I do?
Count to three and then call turn.
Right. One, two, three, turn.
Dylan and Blod Talk About Di was written by Peter Huntley and produced for Cornucopia Radio by Peter Beeston. It featured the voices of Melanie Crawley and Ian Carter. This work is released under a Creative Commons agreement. For more information, visit us online at cornucopia-radio.co.uk.